To talk about how power is being restored, we turn to Joe Petta, a spokesman for Con Edison in New York. He says Con Ed has restored power to about 80% of its 3.1 million customers.
We have not encountered any problems during the restoration. And as more power generation becomes available, we're getting more people back online.
And you're doing this gradually. Why is that? What's the fear there if you came back at full strength?
There are several issues here. One is the stability of the system. You must introduce the power in a very controlled way that constantly is matching supply with demand, so you have a balance on the system. On top of that, we are part of a larger grid, which is the entire state of New York. And actions that happen on other parts of the system do affect as far as down as New York City, even if those disturbances could be up as far as the Canadian border, as we have seen. So while we're working to match supply with demand and gradually reintroduce power into the system, we also have to coordinate with the New York Independent System Operator, which controls the statewide grid, to be sure that we're in balance with the rest of the state.
And I understand that that operator has asked you to sort of put into place selective power reductions, to back down on the power that's been turned on. Why is that?
That was an action that was taken much earlier this morning. It only lasted for about an hour, and my understanding is at that time there was a little more demand than supply available, so we did have to back some of our customers off the system, but that was resolved within within an hour or so. So right now we're looking at about an 80% restoration of our service area.
What's the physical process for turning the power back on? Is it just a matter of flipping a switch, or is it more complicated than that?
Well, it's always more complicated than that when you're dealing with something like starting an entire statewide power grid that has been out of service. We have to wait for the generation to become available, for power plants to be turned back on, to be brought up to full power. Testing has to be done to be sure that the plants are running okay. We have to have our substations ready to receive that power. So switches have to be all checked to be sure they're in the right position. Equipment has to be inspected to be sure that it wasn't damaged during the rapid shutdown. And we also have to wait for transmission to be brought into our area to supply what we can't supply from in-city sources.
Well, Mr. Petta, thanks for being with us.
Okay.
Joe Petta is a spokesman for Con Edison in New York City.